Hello, and welcome to Noah, an audio drama brought to you by Midway Gospel Tabernacle.
Just about finishes my Sunday school lesson. I wonder when the family's getting home from shopping.
I'm coming.
Sorry, I didn't know it was locked.
Oh, can you help me carry these bags?
Sure, here.
Got them?
Yes.
Really coming down out there.
Woo! Thank the Lord. That storm was getting closer by the minute.
Yeah, the weather report said it could get pretty bad. I was just finishing my lesson when I heard you knocking.
Well, I'm gonna put away the groceries in the kitchen. If you need me, you know where to find me.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate your help.
What's the Sunday school lesson about?
I'm teaching about Noah.
Noah? Everybody knows a toy on Noah.
Well, maybe not everyone.
All right, Shem, go get the figs from the tree.
Okay, Mother.
Now everything should be ready for... Noah, welcome home, dear. The food's almost done, and then we're ready for you to say the blessing.
Well, before we do that...
I got the figs from the fig tree. There's a big old spider... It took me a few minutes to go around.
All right. Put them on the table. Your father's about to pray.
Well, honey.
Noah, what's wrong?
I was praying today, and God spoke to me.
What did he say?
He's judging the world because of our sins. He told me that he's going to destroy the whole world.
Is everything going to be gone?
Well, not everything. God told me to build an ark. A massive sea vessel. Anyone that gets on this ark, he will save, because they're putting their trust in him for their salvation.
How big's it gonna be?
Well, it's gonna be 300 cubits long, plenty big enough for anyone and everyone that wants to get on.
How long is it gonna take to build this?
Well, I don't actually know, but we'll build however long it takes. This ark is the only hope for our salvation.
Well, let's first thank God that he is giving us this mercy and that he's provided a way for us to escape this judgment.
Lord, thank you again for this salvation that you've provided. Thank you for the opportunity to escape the judgment that we so rightfully deserve. We ask you to be with us as we build this ark. And that you would give us your guidance and your protection. And we thank you once again for your mercy. Amen.
This is a lot of work.
I know, but it has to be done.
Well, we could get old man Jorgen to help.
Shem, you know better than to call him that. But I will see if he wants to help us. I need to spread the word anyway. And this gives me the chance to start.
What do you mean, spread the word?
Well, I don't want to be the only one saved. We need to tell everyone so that they can be saved too. You keep working. I'll go talk to Mr. Jorgen.
Hello? Who's that? Oh, Noah, is that you? Good to see you, my old friend.
Hello, Jorgen. I have a business proposal for you.
Oh, I'm all about business. What can I do for you?
Well, you see, I've got these plans for a boat.
A boat?
Yes.
No, I normally only build homes. And we're so far from the sea. How are you? Where?
Well... God told me to build an ark.
God did?
Yes.
You still worship him?
Yes.
And God told you to build this ark?
Yes, and I need some help. So I'm wondering if you will help me build the ark of the Lord.
Okay. What are we talking about? Like a 4 or 5 passenger little boat or a fishing boat or
300 cubits?
Oh, 300 cubits, Noah! Just the time it would take alone to cut that much lumber.
Yes, sir. And it's gopher wood. Has to be gopher wood. God wouldn't have any other wood.
Okay. Well, I suppose that makes sense. How large is this other than the length there?
50 cubits.
50 cubits? Noah, you're building a floating city. What are you going to put in this thing?
Well, everybody.
Everybody?
We are going to have enough room. Anyone who wants to get on this ark can get on.
Well, okay, but why?
Well, God is judging the whole earth.
God told you he was going to judge the earth.
Yes. He is going to send a flood and wipe out the entire world. This ark is the only way to be saved.
Oh my. God told you these things, Noah.
Yes, he did. And I want to know, can I trust you to follow my blueprints?
Well, if God gave these plans to you, then yes, Noah, let's do this. Let's build this ark.
All right.
When shall we start?
We start tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Sounds good. Where should I meet you?
We'll meet at that empty lot behind my house.
Okay, sounds good. I'll bring my tools.
All right.
You bring the plans.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Noah and his sons kept building while word began to spread about the ark.
Do you see what I see?
If you think you see an abomination, then yes. What did he say he was building this for?
He says, get this, that water is falling from heaven. Can you believe that? And next he'll tell us the fire will burn everything afterwards.
Well, been there, seen that, scratch it off the bucket list.
Do you want to take a souvenir home?
Nah, this thing has been in the making for decades now, almost 70 years. We got time to bring the grandkids the next time I come.
Are you wanting to come again?
Well, the grandkids might enjoy seeing it. A massive boat isn't for me, but I'll let them decide if they like it or not.
Just like that, they built an ark.
And many people saw it.
Sight seer.
Yes, the Bible doesn't say that there was, but we do know that everyone knew about the ark. It took him almost 100 years.
100 years?
Yep. And then one day, the ark was finished. All that was left to do was to get on.
Oh, no, it looks like we finished at last.
Yes, sir. That is a job well done. It's been years since we started building this thing.
Oh, the sawing, the hammering. I think I've touched every piece of wood in here. And oh, the pitch. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I'll ever get it washed out of my beard.
So are you getting on board?
Of course, Noah. We've been nearly a century building on this thing, you and I. We're good friends. I believe in the message you've been telling me. And even when many scoffed you and mocked you, Noah, I believe I am with you on this, Noah.
All right. That is good to hear. I'm so glad you're coming on board. Are you going to get on board now?
Now? But it's not raining?
Well, God promised it will, one day.
Well, I have so many jobs I put off while we were building. There's so many things I need to do. I don't know. I don't know if I can get on now. I'll tell you what. Let me go meet with some people and talk with them. And I'm definitely getting on the boat. No, I'm definitely getting on board.
No, you can't wait too long. We need to hurry. God is judging.
I'm going to hurry. I am hurrying. Because remember, Noah, I've been with you this whole time. I put all of this work into this. I'm definitely going to be in this boat. When the rain starts, you can count on me.
Don't think that God will wait on you just because of the work you've done. You've got to get on board before the rain falls.
Well, I think God would wait on me.
All right, my friend. I hope to see you there in time before judgment falls.
Oh, yes, Noah. Oh, yes, you will see me. I will be there. I will be there, I promise.
All right. Everyone is welcome on the Ark. Come on, anyone and everyone. You, ma'am, would you come on board?
Ha! You still believe in God? If he ever existed, he abandoned us a long time ago.
No, he didn't. He's given us the plans for the Ark. He has given us mercy before he passes his judgment.
Yeah, right. You see what's been happening in this world? If your God hasn't judged us yet, he never will.
Just because God has mercy on us does not mean that his judgment will not come.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, sir, what is your name?
My name is Jared.
Well, I've seen you come by several times. Are you interested in coming on board?
Not yet, man. I still have some things I want to do. One day, I know you're getting close to being done. I'll be back before it's too late.
Well, don't wait too long. No one knows when God will close the door.
I'll be fine. If your God truly wants to save us, then he will surely let me on before he closes it.
Now, your intentions to do it one day don't matter. The only thing that really matters is if you're on the boat before the door shuts.
All right. I believe you. Just give me a little bit of time. I'll make sure to get back before it's too late.
Well, don't wait too long.
Let us in! Open the door!
Noah! I know I was a skeptic, but I believe you now! Open the door! Let me in!
Let us in!
Open it, Noah!
Make way! Get out of my way! Move!
So everyone died?
Sadly, yes. Anyone who was not on the Ark died that day.
What happened next?
Well, do you remember what Noah said while he was on the Ark, right as the waters rose?
Noah couldn't open the door.
When Jesus was here, on Earth, he said that he was the door. No man could come to the Father except by him. When he came and died on the cross, the door was opened for anyone to be saved. But that means when the door is shut, it is too late for anyone else to get on board.
One day the door will close?
Yes, it will. but they can repent of their sins and put their trust in Jesus for their salvation. In the final day of judgment, there will be many caught outside and very few inside. Some will be content with watching, never going inside themselves. Others will work in the church, casting out devils or prophesying, but Jesus will tell them to depart because they never entered in the door. They never had a true relationship with him. Others still will intend to go in one day, but never quite make their decision.
Folks, it's time to get on board.